The Can Creek Fire is about 7 miles east of Lime Village on the south side of the Stony River. The fire gained about 1,000 acres Tuesday with 50-foot flames. It traveled about 1.5 miles to the east. Mike Roos is the fire management officer with the state for the southwest area.
And it's burning very aggressively. It's very, very dry there, and it's a very volatile fuel type of black spruce, open tundra. We tried to catch it as a small fire, but unfortunately, we had a 10-mile-an-hour wind pushing the fire, and we were doing fairly well at keeping up with it, running air tankers on it, smoke jumpers, and heli-attack units.
An abrupt change in winds from the west to the north complicated the efforts to quickly control the fire.
We had a 90-degree wind shift on the fire, and what that means is then that whole hot flank of the fire, side of the fire now, it turns into what we call the head. So the, you know, what was a 300-yard-wide fire suddenly changed into a fire that was a mile wide, traveling 90 degrees in a different direction. And at that point, we didn't have the resources to suppress the fire, and so we pulled back into a Lime Village.
A native allotment sits about 7 miles to the east. Efforts are now focused on protecting the 29 residents of Lime Village.
We took the hardware and the plumbing out of the village, and now with this new start, the new fire, we've put it back in. And we also have a hotshot crew that just arrived today in McGrath, called Pioneer Peak, and they're out of Palmer. They're going down to an allotment that Alan Dick's place, that's got several buildings, a compound of about 8 or 9 buildings and 8 people in residence, and we're setting up structure protection there as well. And that's another site that was prepared earlier for the original Lime Hills fire.
2 new lightning-caused fires are burning west of Koliganek in the Nooshigak drainage. A 584-acre fire 20 miles northwest of Koliganek near the Nuyakuk has grown towards the northwest, burning in tundra and putting up a smoke column. No structures or allotments are at risk.
You know, this is a limited protection area, which means that we monitor the fires, but the land manager, in this case it's the state of Alaska, has decided that in these areas the natural starts would be allowed to burn. And what we do is protect points or values at risk when they're threatened by the fire. And in this case, nothing is immediately threatened.
To the south, a 7-acre fire near Klutuk Creek has been largely inactive. There is an allotment about 2 miles away to the east, but it's not threatened.
That's where it's been the last few days. I don't expect much to happen with that fire. Wouldn't call it out yet, but the fact that it hasn't shown any smoke or hasn't moved in several days is a pretty good indicator that it's not going to be doing much.
There is still some lightning possible, but Roos says the incoming weather is favorable for keeping fires in check.
We're predicted to have fairly widespread precipitation across southwest Alaska tomorrow, and it's supposed to start coming ashore in the coastal areas sometime tonight. The overall pattern is about to change significantly for us as far as fire danger. It will go down quite a bit. You know, they're kind of an open fuel type tundra, so they're very susceptible to moisture as far as them being extinguished. So direct rain on the fire will really, really dampen its ability to move around.
70 fires are still active. To date, 528 fires have burned over 1 million acres statewide. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.